Persian Prophet, Leader of Baha Movement, Lectures on Doctrines. Saturday, October 26, 1912, New York. Publication, Sacramento, California Union. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, the Persian Prophet and World Leader of the Baha'i Movement, last night at the Hotel Sacramento expounded the doctrine and principles of his cause to an audience of mixed nationalities. Universal brotherhood, international peace, religious unity, and the establishment of an ultimate world tribunal of arbitration make up the chief foundations for the movement, which already has 12 million followers in the world. The venerable prophet, with his long gray beard, cloak, and turban, spoke in Persian. His remarks were translated by Dr. Amin Farid, a graduate of the University of Illinois and also of Johns Hopkins University. In appearance, he represented a true incarnation of the Far Eastern patriarchs and prophets of old. On tour of United States, Abdu'l-Bahá's home is in Mount Carmel, Syria. He arrived in New York April 7, 1912, and is touring the United States. This is his first visit to this country. To a Union reporter in his apartment at the Hotel Sacramento yesterday afternoon following his arrival from San Francisco, he gave a brief synopsis of what the Baha'i movement really stands for. Universal peace is possible, he claims, only through the harmonizing of religious differences among races and nations. Jews, Christians, Mohammedans, Hindus, and believers of all divine religions, he declares, if they go back to the fundamental principles of their respective religions, will find common meeting ground. All religion, he asserts, after a lapse of centuries, have become corrupted by dogmas. Expounds principles. Summarizing the Baha'i idea, he dictated the following statement, declaring its purpose to be to investigate reality or truth, the declaration concerning the oneness or solidarity of humankind, meaning God is one and humanity is one, international peace among races, among nations, and among religions, the comparison of religion with science with a view of conforming the two, the general spread of education, international language as a means of international communication, the adoption of the Baha'i formula for a definitive regime of economics, which although it conserves the social degrees, makes it possible for each individual to enjoy fully the resources of the Creator, the equality of rights, spiritual solidarity, and heavenly fraternity, the establishment of an international parliamentary tribunal to which all nations shall send authorized representatives to settle by arbitration international disputes. Abdu'l-Bahá's party is composed of four other Persians and a Japanese fugitive. In the party are Dr. Amin Farid, Mirza Ahmad Sohrab, Mirza Mahmud, and Mirza Ali Akbar. Abdu'l-Bahá is 68 years old. He is the third of a trinity of Baha'i prophets. Until the Young Turks assumed control of the Turkish Empire, Abdu'l-Bahá was a prisoner. At the age of 9, he was sentenced to prison for life by the former Sultan of Turkey, Abdulhamid. The Baha'i religion was conceived by Baha'u'llah about 50 years ago. This prophet communicated his ideas to every ruler of the world at the time. U.S. Grant, as President of the United States, received a copy of the prophet's doctrine for universal peace. Bars American politics. With regard to the Balkan War, Abdu'l-Bahá merely pronounced it the result of a ferocious state of affairs. He did not care to discuss American politics, although he declared himself interested in the outcome of the coming election. A few days ago, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke to the students of Stanford University. He is now on his way to Salt Lake. On his return trip across the continent, he will speak in Salt Lake, Denver, Omaha, Chicago, Des Moines, and other large cities of the Middle West and East. He will repeat his lecture at the hotel this morning at 9 o'clock. He will leave Sacramento today to continue his journey east.